Welcome to the Art and Story podcast, conversations on creativity and healing. I'm Perrien Christian, an artist and art mentor. I help people unearth their creative gifts and the work they came here to do. So, this is the very first episode of the Art and Story podcast. It will be a little different to the rest of the shows, which will mainly feature interviews and conversations. In this solo episode, I will introduce myself and my inspirations for starting the podcast. As I mentioned in the brief intro, my name is Perrien Christian and I work as a practicing artist and art mentor. I have exhibited my paintings at Christie's in New York, at the Royal Academy and Buckingham Palace in London, and many other places, both in solo and group shows, and my work is held in many public and private collections. I am a senior faculty of the Royal Drawing School in London, where I have taught for the last 15 years. I have also taught workshops at the Tate Gallery and the Victoria and Albert Museum in London. I now run my own art courses and offer mentoring to people all over the world via Zoom, and the resourcefulness and creativity of those I work with never ceases to amaze me. In my art courses, I offer ways for people to access their own stories and imagination to make visual work that goes beyond merely representing what they see. I have found that my role as a mentor is to help unearth what is already there and alleviate the fear that can accompany the making of creative work. There is a process of digging through the self-doubt to the inner knowing and understanding that is always already there. Many years ago, I studied for my Master's in Fine Art at the Royal Drawing School in London. This was a scholarship place and studying there completely changed my life. The drawing school offered such strong support and mentorship to young artists, particularly after we had finished studying. And I credit this support with my still working as an exhibiting artist today. And it is this support I wish to impart to those I mentor. In my years of working as an artist, I have learned how to navigate the up and down nature of the creative cycles. Sometimes, particularly after creating lots of new work for a solo exhibition, for instance, I can't make work for a while and I'm needing to just fill up my well and not demand of my creativity. This can feel a bit like staring into a void. But as I've learned, it is a fertile void out of which much will emerge if I stay still and allow it to be just as it is. I have started this podcast because I wish to share the stories of creatives. Their journey to becoming the artist, poet, writer, or medicine person they are today, the stumbling blocks along the way, and the inner work that they had to do to alchemize fear and uncertainty and step into the work that was calling them. My wish is that you, the listener, take courage from the stories and find your way to doing the work that is calling you too. Some of the inspiration for this podcast comes from the medicine lessons of my own life, and the effect that working through these has had on my creative practice. In the last 13 years in particular, I have gone on a journey into the shadow of my own psyche, investigating my ancestral lineage, that of being a third generation descendant of Holocaust survivors, and what that created in its wake. In my 20s, this manifested as extreme anxiety and insomnia. Through talk therapy, many different trauma therapies and bodywork, and a continuing commitment to healing, I have managed to alchemize the pain of the past and channel my energies into my own creative and teaching work. I'm passionate about helping others to transmute their own stories within the alchemical cauldron of the creative fire. I believe we are in a time in the world of huge change and transformation, and that creating with our hands in whatever way is a radical act. I believe in the innate healing capacity of our body, mind, and psyche. Sometimes we just need a key to unlock this. A big shift occurred for me in my late 20s, when in a time of great personal crisis, both mentally and physically, I packed up a few boxes of books and art materials and took myself off to a small seaside town in Crete. I booked myself an apartment there for a month. It was here, out of the bounds of my everyday life, that I began to dream into a new way of creating and seeing the world. I read the book Women Who Run With the Wolves by Clarissa Pinkola Estes. I will never forget the moment I started reading it and the new self-understanding that began to dawn on me. This seminal book changed my world, and I began to make paintings and drawings that were about landscape, story and dream. Themes that still inhabit my work to this day. This is my current artist statement as of July 2023, which you can also find on my website. In my paintings, drawings and etchings, I weave together landscape, wild plant and story medicine. Like a patchwork quilt of memories, dreams and observation, I stitch together stories that exist in multiple layers on the one picture plane. I work intuitively, allowing unseen elements to guide me as I work. So, I am currently working on two specific series. One is my Her Story Full Circle series, which contains semi-autobiographical stories of my own journey through clearing ancestral trauma, a connection to visionary states, messages from the natural world, and a golden thread of remembering that I feel is reweaving through humanity at this time. The other is my Dreaming Landscape series, which take the inspiration from landscapes I love and spend time in, and the otherness I sense within them. Worlds beyond this world that bring peace to the stuff of everyday life. When I paint, I'm responding to both what I see and this otherness. Sometimes I'm surprised by what appears, but these works always carry an energy of place within them. Something that I've discovered in those I work with is that if we work somatically with the body to address fears and anxieties, we can uncover frozen tracks that are blocking our creativity and set them free. One lady I worked with had a block to exhibiting her work. She had arthritis in her hands, and when she visited this feeling in her hands and asked what message it had for her, she realised that it was linked to negative things a caregiver had said about her creative work when she was a child. As she dialogued with the sensation in her hands, there was a releasing of the pressure and she was able to let the old story go. The next day she reported that her hands felt lighter and she felt more able to go ahead and exhibit her work. This is such a beautiful example of the healing of the old stories we hold that may no longer serve us. In upcoming episodes, you will be hearing from other creatives about their stories of healing and transformation in relation to their creative work. Each guest will also share a gift at the end of the episode, which may be a meditation or a creative practice. I would like to end this first episode with my gift to you. Something I often start my own classes off with. It's a drawing meditation with closed eyes. So you may wish to pause this recording here until you can be somewhere quiet first and definitely not driving. Please have some paper and something to draw with. This could be just photocopy paper and a biro if that is all you have ready. And when you are ready, come to stillness and close your eyes. Have your paper and drawing implement ready beside you. Begin to settle into your body. Become aware of your feet on the ground and your body on the surface you are sitting on. Become aware of the space around you, whether it's a room or an outside space. Listen carefully to the sounds you can hear, those in the far off distance and those that are close by. Begin to become aware of the sound that is closest to you now. And now becoming aware of any sounds you might be making in the form of thoughts. And now gently allowing your attention to move from the head space down, down and into the heart space and let it rest there. If you haven't already, close your eyes and just sink into this feeling. Now imagining there is a pair of lips on your heart and you can breathe straight into your heart and out from your heart. So breathing into your heart and out from the heart. Into the heart and out from the heart. Continue doing this for a few moments, breathing into the heart and out from the heart. And now becoming aware again of the sounds you can hear, of your feet on the ground and your body in the space. Move your fingers and toes. Move your neck side to side and backwards and forwards. Lift your shoulders up to your ears and hold and squeeze on the in-breath. And let go on a deep out-breath. You might want to do this a couple of times. And now, keeping your eyes closed, just gently pick up your drawing implement and hover it over your paper. You can move it as I speak in response to what I'm saying. So, keeping your eyes closed, let your pen or pencil move and just respond. Make some marks with eyes closed in response to these prompts. What is calling me creatively at the moment? What is it that I would like to be doing? What does it look like and feel like? What colour is it? How does it feel in my body? What would it feel like to say yes to this calling? How important is this to me? So continue to move your drawing implement over the paper as you respond to these prompts. And you can do this for as long as you like. Keep your eyes closed as long as you like. And whenever you are ready, you can open your eyes and make some notes about what came up for you on this sheet of paper. You could also have a think about how you might want to implement what came up for you. This is a very powerful and deceptively simple practice. It's also a great way to begin creative work, especially if you're feeling blocked. These are the sorts of questions we will be thinking about in my Creativity Cafe membership, which will be launching in October of this year, 2023. This is an online space for creatives to access both community and accountability. I'll be saying more about that towards October when it launches. So, thank you so much for listening to the inaugural episode of the Art and Story podcast. I'm delighted that you were here with me. To find out more about the Creativity Cafe membership and to view my artwork, visit my website at www.perriennechristian.co.uk. That's PERIENNECHRISTIAN, perriennechristian.co.uk. Please subscribe to be notified of any new episodes and share with any friends who you think might enjoy it too. Until next time.